ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Among Taylor Swift songs and rapper diss tracks, one unexpected new piece of music is going viral online with a rather unique political message. Luke Seddon-Dunden has given it a listen. And Luke, why is a piece of North Korean propaganda racking up so many views online?
There are a whole number of reasons, PK, but one of them is how it actually sounds. Now, Gen Z TikTokers have called that song a banger online. They say that it sounds like ABBA. I mean, given we're in the middle of Eurovision, you could kind of picture it being played on that stage as well. The videos posting that song have hundreds of thousands of views online. One of them's got nearly 3 million. So how did it end up on TikTok? Well, North Korea certainly doesn't have an official account. Peter Moody is a research fellow at Sungkyunkwan University in Seoul. He's investigated Pyongyang's propaganda music. He says there are a number of pro-North Korean YouTube accounts, often based in China, that actively promote propaganda content. He thinks the videos may have come from those accounts, but have gone viral without any outside help.
I don't think that going viral has been manufactured by the Chinese government or the North Korean government. It isn't really that distinctive for North Korean songs. North Korean songs are typically catchy and within a limited vocal range so that ordinary people can easily sing them. But what's a little unique about this is the level of sophistication and variety in the electronic rhythm track. It's not the first time North Korea has experimented with arrangement to this extent.
So, Luke, how has North Korea used propaganda music previously?
It's got a long history of using culturally relevant music to speak to the outside world and to its own people. So from the time of Soviet occupation to the formation of the Communist, then Workers' Party in 1949, the country has always had low literacy rates. So leaders have used music to communicate.
Learning from the Soviet example spread a lot of ideological discourse and expectations of what it was to be a model citizen through songs. Even if you can't read, you can still sing. And even after the literacy rate increased, music just became something that was critical for propaganda because it's something that's participatory and collective.
Now, that song's obviously a lot less ABBA and a lot less Eurovision, but Peter Moody says that all started to change in the 1980s with North Korean synth pop group Bachombo Electronic Ensemble and songs that sounded like this. Now, you have to remind yourself that that is propaganda music, even though you might be toe-tapping. When the group performed abroad, like in Japan in the 90s, they reportedly covered up the capitalist logos that were on their electric guitars and synthesizers. Peter Moody says those performances were about trying to build cultural diplomacy and goodwill. Pyongyang was trying to get international support for a permanent member seat at the UN, something it achieved in the 90s. But this latest song, Peter says, is for a domestic audience.
It was first presented to the public at the opening ceremony of a new luxurious apartment district. Because it stresses the role of Kim Jong-un as a fatherly figure, a benevolent fatherly figure, I do believe that it's intended for a domestic audience. People have been fascinated by the music video in there because there's a lot of fist pumpings, thumbs up, appearance of celebrities such as the woman who does all the news broadcasts. So that is something that has been unexpected to the South Korean public and to me as a researcher as well, of all these gestures that are more prevalent in capitalist countries, just being very prominent in a North Korean video intended for a domestic audience.
So, Luke, this video isn't intended to change hearts and minds abroad. What message then does it send to North Korean citizens?
So, Peter Moody told me that it's all about pumping up Kim Jong-un's image as a strongman. He wants to be as important as his father and his grandfather. And apparently he's got a long way to go. There are issues that he's even flagged within the North Korean state. In January, he acknowledged the very pitiful state of the economy. In the next month, he announced an initiative to spark an industrial revolution in North Korea to build factories in remote counties. And North Koreans are struggling. There are vast food and energy shortages. The UN predicts almost half the country is undernourished, and 4 in 5 people aren't getting enough protein. Some say Kim is also positioning his daughter to potentially one day take over the reins from him, something that's only possible if he has legitimacy.
Kim Jong-un is not always referred to as the great or the father. That's something that's typically reserved for his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, the first head of state of North Korea. If you notice at the end of the video, there's this picture frame of Kim Jong-un that is shown, and it looks very similar to the picture frames and portraits of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il that are required to be in schools and even people's homes. Perhaps the real test of the song's effectiveness as a tool of domestic propaganda will be whether or not we will see Kim Jong-un's portrait also required to be in schools and in people's homes as well.
That's South Korean-based research fellow Peter Moody ending that report from Luke Sidham-Dundon.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.